This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice. Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called Auto Quote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quote with rates from other companies. So you save time on the research and can enjoy savings when you choose the best rate for you. Give it a try after this episode at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
This bus family selling the Lakers.
You sort of knew this was coming.
What will the transition period look like?
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Genie Bus here on the Rich Eisen Show.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Hey, you know, it's not perfect. This is a family business. Most of the businesses in this country are family-owned businesses.
Earlier on the show, NFL Network analyst Daniel Jeremiah, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. Coming up, Prime Video TNF analyst Andrew Whitworth. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. First 2 hours, lots of fun, and we're going to roll on with it here. Listen, I understand it's game six of the NBA Finals tonight, and all eyes on the right leg of Tyrese Halliburton. And we had a massive viewership based on what we saw from our TikTok and Instagram and YouTube of the Caitlin Clark Connecticut Sun conversation on yesterday's show, and was obviously front and center of the latest women's sports now that you could see right here on the Roku channel. They chopped that up, that's for sure. Lots going on in baseball. Two best words for the Yankees these days, rain delay. That's happening right now in New York, where we're headed to after this show, because Overreaction Monday and No Contest Wrestling will be doing their show from Fanatics Fest. The Lakers being sold, lots going on. But as you know, we're our theme all week long has been talking football with some of our favorites. Daniel Jeremiah, just in hour number one. Schlereth yesterday. Tom Pelissero in hour number two. And continuing that trend, we reach out to our favorites to chop it up. Walter Payton, Man of the Year, and Amazon Prime's finest, Andrew Whitworth, back here on the program.
Hey, Whit.
Man,
what's going on, baby?
That beard looks like in midseason form right now.
We just got off the island, baby. We just got off the island. Got back from Maui just this morning.
And I appreciate you hopping on the Zoom. It's good to see you. It's good to see you.
Oh, man. All is good, brother. You too. Miss you.
Right back at you. This is always a lot of fun right here on the Two Handsome Bearded Bald Man edition of the Rich Eisen Show right now. I think, and then, you know, that's what we have in common. Oh, by the way, congrats. I don't know if you saw this, the LSU beating Arkansas in a wild College World Series game last night.
Caught a couple breaks in the ninth there, but what? We'll take it any way we can get it, Rich.
Yeah, man, for sure. All right, let's jump in, Andrew, and your opinion of what to expect of Aaron Rodgers in Pittsburgh is what, Andrew?
You know, I think obviously it's been a long process all offseason trying to figure out what exactly was going to happen. But, you know, here, listen, I think Aaron is at peace with, you know, really first and foremost, he wanted to make sure that this is what he wanted to do, is to continue to play. And I think he had that decision made. He just had some other stuff he wanted to deal with that he was pretty open about, you know, to those close to him. And so, you know, I think right now with him as a Pittsburgh Steeler, shoot, I think you're talking about a team that we have said the last couple of years defensively, how they've been driven, and really that if they just had that quarterback, they had that guy come make a difference. You look last year, Russell Wilson, you know, when he got in there for a while there at the beginning and was really efficient and playing well, they look like a team that could go compete. And people thought him as one of the better teams in the AFC. And I think Aaron Rodgers will be that and more for them. And you add DK Metcalf to that. I think that they'll find a way to be successful. I just think the problem for them is going to be that division. Cincinnati Bengals, I think, are going to be back to probably what we've seen probably at the end of the year last year, maybe not that explosive as they were, but I think they're going to be a really good football team. I think the Ravens are going to be really hard to beat again. And I think the biggest issue for Aaron and the Pittsburgh Steelers will be next year, they're going to have to play really, really good football, because the other two teams in that division, I think, are going to be really tough teams that are going to be competing to go to the Super Bowl.
So let's talk Bengals a little bit here, Andrew, because once again, here we go. Even though they got T. Higgins done and they got Ja'Marr Chase done, and that's great for Burrow, but we all know they're not done. And Trey Hendrickson is making $16 million, and that is not going to fly, as we all know. And Shamar Stewart, with the rare rookie leaving minicamp, saying that a team is interested in winning an argument more than winning games. And he hasn't played a down yet in the NFL. Do you think the Bengals are going to work this thing out in time for the season? Are you confident in that, Andrew?
Well, here's the positive for your Cincinnati Bengal. And, you know, I think we've been trying to figure out ways to make it a positive situation for a long time when it comes to just how that organization sometimes takes care of these situations. They've been playing really good football and been a team that's competing to go to the playoffs, even gotten to a Super Bowl. And they've only ever had to do anything other than just getting the top 20 defenses in the NFL, because they've been really bad on defense last year and the year before they struggled. And offensively, they're so freaking good. They're still a really good football team. So their positive is that. Their negative is here we go again. It's the same story. There's a disgruntled player, a guy who's upset with their contract, maybe a young player here that now it's a principal thing with the organization. And I can't imagine that this can't be something that Joe Burrow and those guys don't get really frustrated with. You know, because my biggest problem with teams and organizations when this happens is the lingering effect. It's when something like this goes on and on and on. You just see it every single year. We saw it with the Cowboys last year with some of this contract stuff. It just seems to be something that kind of erodes a little bit of who they are and the nature of the culture of their team a little bit. When they finally get everything done, it's almost like that entire time of all that frustration has taken away from who they are on the football field, which is the worst part. And it just seems like Cincinnati, it's never just about, hey, how do we win games? Like I always used to say this when I was in Cincinnati in 2011 to 15, we went to the playoffs five times in a row. You know, and we had a really young nucleus. It was like, man, we were right there. We never could win that playoff game. But you'd always say, well, what was the commitment that you'd see from them to do that little thing that might get you over the edge? And that was always the frustration. Like, why wouldn't we go sign one big free agent or make one big trade to just get us over the edge and have that full commitment from the organization? And it's not that I wouldn't say they're not committed, because obviously they've spent money. But why not just, hey, let's make this thing clean. Let's get everything done. Let's put all our eggs in the basket and let's go try to win a freaking Super Bowl while we have this unbelievable football team.
Andrew Whitworth with a State of the Union, no doubt about, right there on the Rich Eisen show. Were you with the Rams in Hawaii, or separate islands? You were just personal time?
No, I went with the Rams over there from Maui camp, man. We had it was a really fun couple days.
Okay.
It was unbelievable.
So, I mean, you get work done? Do the Rams really get some actual work done on a Maui camp? Andrew?
I'll tell you this, Rich. You know, there was a little bit of, you know, it's one of those go out there, pat and go, act like you're moving around. I call it it seemed like one of those Pro Bowl practices, you know, yeah. where you're just telling people you're moving. But right. I'll tell you what was really neat. You know, I got an opportunity to be a part of, in partnership with Holman Lockers and 49 Degrees and the Hawaiian Tourism Authority. We were able to go to Lahaina Luna High School. We were able to make a donation where their locker room will be completely refurbished with a full NFL style, professional style locker rooms for awesome. The girls and boys. It was really neat. Got to have a lot of their young student athletes there for the announcement. It was really cool to see their excitement for it and just to feel that love and appreciation from their side, and also just to get a chance to put some smiles on faces, have some fun. We did NFL Play 60 yesterday. It was a lot of fun. And then I took the boys out. We played some golf, me and Stafford and Devontae and Higgs and a lot of those guys. So we had a good time.
Well, a couple of things. Number one, that's part of the reason why you got that beautiful trophy over your right shoulder is the community mindedness of that you and, you know, obviously the organization that the Rams supporting it have. So what are you gleaning from Stafford? He must be happy, obviously, Devontae. So who's in this foursome? You, Devontae Adams, Stafford?
Oh, we took a crew. I took about 12 guys out. We had a big crew out there, so there's a lot of guys. But okay. I got a chance to play with – man, I'll tell you what, Devontae Adams, listen, this guy's an unbelievable receiver, Rich. He's an unreal golfer. I think he shot 76, 77 out there.
Wow.
You know, listen, I was shocked. Not that, you know, he was going to be that good. I knew he was real passionate about golf, but man, this dude, he's been working on his game. He's the real deal.
Well, I mean, he is as great as they come, dude. You know, obviously this just in, and I know Rams fans love Cooper Kupp and for great reason and are not happy to see him go again for great reason. But you want to preview for me what Stafford and Adams are going to look like? You think? Andrew?
Yeah. I think one of the things you pick up really from being around that group right now is this team is really confident, and I think they're pretty confident in who they are and what their chances of being successful this season are. But when you look at Devontae and Stafford, I think it's going to be something where, you know, you look at really his ability. I've been to a couple of OTAs to separate and get off the line and just watch how good this guy still is at his age. You go, man, I'm not worried about what his number of age of days he's been alive is, because this dude looks like, you know, one of the best receivers in the NFL still. He's still that kind of talent. And so, talking to him personally, like, that means a lot to him. He wants to be one of the best receivers in the league every single year, and he doesn't want to be playing if anybody thinks he's a liability or he's not that. And so he is passionate to prove he's still that guy. And I think Stafford, just by his demeanor and happiness, is pretty happy to see him out on the football field and has had a really good, first couple months together. They've gotten a chance to get on the field a lot and kind of get a chance to work together and get that rhythm and feel. They're both pretty confident in who they're going to be this season, and you can feel it across that whole football team. And I'd say this, you know, obviously Cooper Kupp was an unbelievable player, and those situations anytime they enter tough on an organization and as a whole, not just the players, everybody in that building that Cooper had a chance to touch. But this team will be different with Devontae, because now you're starting to see a team where there's a lot of different ways they can beat you, because Devontae's just a different player than Coop was in that sense. Not about how good he was, but a different situational guy. I mean, a one-on-one nightmare. And so I think it really puts this team in an ability where they can run it, they can throw it, they can do stuff with Puka and really focus on him. And then when they get in those situations on third down and you want a one-on-one isolation guy, Devontae Adams can win. And so I think that it's going to be fun to see what Sean McVay does with this offense, because I think they have a lot of different ways they can attack you.
Hey, man, listen, I say this with the ultimate of respect. Devontae Adams, in my mind, he's going to be a Hall of Famer. First ballot, I don't know, because it's wide receivers. It's always weird, wide receivers being first ballot or not. Pass catchers in general. I mean, Antonio Gates is another one. Like, how was he not first ballot? But I'm saying that to wind up for this pitch is, I don't know the last time Devontae Adams was the secondary receiver or not the focus of the passing game, and can operate under the radar because of it. Because Puka Nacua is a top five receiver in the National Football League, hands down, Andrew. And I'm wondering how that's going to look, man. Like, that is dangerous. If this line can be healthy, because we all know this is a run-first offense to begin with. Everybody healthy. Maybe Kyren gets paid. I don't know, man. Like, this is an under-the-radar Super Bowl contender, as far as I'm concerned.
There's no doubt about that, Rich. I would definitely put them in that category. You can just, in that building, being around them this week, there's a confidence that these guys carry of who they think they are right now and where they think they can go. Mm. And you can definitely feel that. It's different, you know. And so I could tell that they really believe this football team is built, if it stays healthy, to try to go after winning a Lombardi. And there's really not that's like, hey, that's the only thing we care about and the only thing we're saying. They really have this arrogance in the sense of in a good way of, man, you know what? We're a good football team and we're going to go to work every single day, have a whole lot of fun doing it. You think of some of the human beings that you're talking about. When you talk about Puka being a top receiver, he's also a top notch, just vibe human. Like when you're around Puka Nacua, it just seems like it's sunny outside and 76 degrees out there. I mean, that's just who he is. He's just the guy he is. And so all week watching him at Maui camp, running around with kids, so excited to be there, the energy he has, he's not, oh man, I have to be out here. They've got a great locker room and one that's going to be really competitive on the football field this year. So I'm excited to see what their year looks like.
Yeah, and Stafford's handled, you know what I mean? And that really did affect the rest of the NFL too, right? I mean, with Pittsburgh maybe kicking the tires on him, Giants kicking the tires on him staying put, that was a big splash. Your first game, because we haven't spoken to you since the Prime Video schedule came out last month, Washington and Green Bay. That is a great one to start off. Buffalo and Miami being another one. Week 5, San Francisco at the Rams. Who's more happy about that one, you or Al Michaels?
Oh, there's no doubt. You know who it is, Al Michaels. Oh, yeah, there's nobody more happy about that game. He might actually want to push it a couple weeks. That might be too early for him to get to stay
home. You got a Chargers game week 8, so you got that one.
Yeah, I swear, I don't know if Al built our schedule or the league, because looking at it, he's got a couple West Coast trips thrown in there every few weeks. I think Al had a hand in this one.
So who are we not talking about that we should? Give me that one for you before I let you go. Andrew, who are we not talking about that we should be?
I'm excited to see some of these teams that we've kind of just forgot about, and maybe we talk about them in the season of the way they compete. I mean, maybe in Arizona, Carolina. Okay. I mean, I really think you look at Carolina, how they finished the year last year, just the energy and some of that, you know, those things carry over. I can remember being in Cincinnati, some of the years that we kind of turned things over, and it's like, man, maybe that year didn't end great, but those last 5, 6, 7 weeks, we really found an identity of who we were, and then it would play into that next year, our ability to compete in our division and try to get ourselves in the playoffs. And so I'm excited to see some of those teams that have made some good moves in the offseason. They've obviously acquired a lot of talent. Can they get over that hump and kind of become truly a contender in a lot of different ways? I think Arizona is one of those teams that every week you're like, man, the way they play, the style they play with, they could beat anybody. But it's got to start to become, they go out and beat anybody and in a more consistent basis. But they're fun to watch, and the attitude and the energy they come with. So Arizona, Carolina are two teams that I'm kind of like, all right, I want to see the jump. Also, Liam Cohen, being with him in L.A., I'm excited to see what he can make Jacksonville. I mean, he's got a lot of talented players there. And what kind of effect can he have on Trevor Lawrence and him getting to that next step? You know, he's got the contract. He's got the expectations. But can you live up to him? And where do you get to that next step for you as a football player? It'll be fun to see. I think Jacksonville added some really special football players, and they've got a lot of young, talented people, not only as in coach, but in the front office. So I'm excited to see what that organization becomes as well.
Yeah, I got another one for you, too. Week 10, Thursday Night Football on Prime Video. There we go. There's the TNF schedule. Vegas at Denver. You know, obviously Denver made the playoffs last year. In Vegas, man, I mean, Pete Carroll coming back. I think he's getting a lot of purchases of what he's selling already from some important people on that roster, Max Crosby being number one. What about the Raiders, man? You know, like, that's another one.
Hey, listen, Pete Carroll's going to be talking about that three-legged dog and what it's capable of. And, you know, he's going to be showing the videos. He's going to have them hyped. I mean, this is what he does. And you know what he's going to do? He's going to crush some teams' dreams out there. That whatever your favorite team is when they play the Raiders, just know whatever the Raiders season looks like, they might beat them. All right? Because that's who he is. And he's going to have those guys play. They've got talent already. But you know what Pete Carroll's going to do. That vibe and that energy and that locker room, they're going to think they can take anybody down right now. I think they may be a couple steps away still, but I think they're going to be a good football team. But Denver, I mean, I don't see any reason why they shouldn't be a really good football team this year, a team that really could make some noise in the AFC. Obviously, we saw them last year and the way they finished, but I think they're another team that's about to be one of those contenders, and they got a chance to prove it. Can Bo Nix in year two make the strides it takes to really make them a legitimate football team that people have got to worry about in the AFC?
Whit, great to see you. Next time I see you, I believe, is in Lake Tahoe for the American Century Championship.
Your game? Let's start talking about teams. I mean, is your game ready, or what's the deal?
What is that noise? What is that?
I heard a there was a moan in there. I didn't hear it. It didn't sound like a good one.
No, hold on a second.
I think it was a great question. I'm curious as the answer myself.
The answer is, is that I am preparing. Okay. I am getting ready. I am taking lessons on a consistent basis to get some sort of a framework to
not hurt any fans or play well.
Correct. Yes, to be straight and narrow. That people can be safe. I will not be hunting in any sort of forested area while the rest of my, you know, threesome waits around for me. You know, I'm gonna be ready, and not to compete, I don't think, but to be sociably enjoyable. Andrew, you know?
Listen, there's some nerves on especially those first couple tee boxes. You know, there's a lot of fans, there's nerves. My first year there, just to tell you, you know, I don't have the golfer confidence. My family, I felt, was too close. So I was actually waving them. I'm on the tee box waving them to the right. Like, ooh, that's too close.
Nice.
You know, I did no confidence at all that this ball's going straight down the fairway. But you know what? It's a great time. It's an unbelievable setting. American Century does it right. So I look forward to it, Rich. We're going to have a good time. And listen, that's my number one goal every year. Don't hurt anybody. Don't hurt myself.
That's right.
Have a good time.
If I'm not mistaken, Devontae Adams is in the field as well. And you just told me he's pretty damn good.
He's a player.
Okay.
Yep. I'm going to have a lot of pressure this year. I got a lot of matches. So, you know.
Oh, I see. Of your own.
The guys all, you know, we always have our little indie matches. So I got a lot of pressure. Devontae's a good player. Josh Allen and I got, you know, we got some battles every year.
Who else is in your indie matches, Andrew?
Larry Fitzgerald and I have gone back and forth every year. Okay. Kind of like up and down who wins.
Oh, is that a Walter Payton Man of the Year thing? Is that what it is? Is there like a who's finishing lowest out of the Walter Payton Man of the Year that participate?
I don't know if there's a lot of Walter Payton Man of the Year conversation going on most of the time when we finish these rounds. We're usually a little frustrated in ourselves, but you know, Aaron Rodgers and I usually go at it a little bit. Patrick Peterson. Okay. You know, there's always some good indie bets. It's always a good time. So we'll definitely do that. We won't be short of having a good time out there.
Hey, I look forward to seeing you there. Looking forward to hanging out. And by the way, I don't know if there's any. Is there any competition on the karaoke front? Because I'm winning that. That's happening.
I will not stand in your way on that front, okay? I'll be in the very back, hiding in the crowd just in case they're calling my name to come up there.
No. Trust me. I will carry it for you. Don't worry. I'm taking home that trophy if there's such a thing. That's going to happen. I'm confident.
All right. I'm looking forward to that.
Andrew, I look forward to seeing you. Thanks for the time. Always love catching up with you. We'll chat soon.
Appreciate it, brother. Y'all have a great week.
Ladies and gentlemen, Andrew Whitworth here on the Rich Eisen Show. Everybody.
Just looking at handicaps, I mean, I think Witt's a little bit better than Devontae Adams. I don't want to
he's probably calling himself a tremendous slouch when he's just tremendous. If he's anything like Marshall, Marshall, like, oh, I don't know. What do you mean by handicap? I have no idea. Oh, give me all the candy you can while I beat the pants off you. Take a break. What's more likely is going to be on a Thursday. That's next. This is the Rich Eisen Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice. Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called Auto Quote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quote with rates from other companies. So you save time on the research and can enjoy savings when you choose the best rate for you. Give it a try after this episode at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Let's talk Sleep Number, people. If you're like me, then you are just not yourself when you get a bad night's sleep. Look, sleep plays an important, crucial role in recovery. We're all unique in what we need from our bed, too. That's where Sleep Number can step in. Sleep Number smart beds are the best beds for couples because you can individualize each side. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. It's just 10 numbers apart, but we like our side of the bed the way that we like it. Being able to adjust your bed's firmness after working out, too, for recovery, it's game-changing. So, why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? I just told you, but I'll do it again. So you can choose your ideal comfort on either side. The only bed that lets you make each side firmer or softer whenever you like your Sleep Number setting. And now, it's the Sleep Number 4th of July sale. Save over $600 on the Sleep Number P5 King smart bed. The lowest price of the season. Limited time. Exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. See the store or sleepnumber.com for details. Even the safest drivers still encounter unsafe conditions, so it's important they do it in a safe vehicle. And Hyundai's offer available Class Executive Advanced Safety features to help keep you protected against the many challenges the road throws your way. Basically, in a Hyundai, you can drive as safely as possible and enjoy your journey in confidence and style. When you change lanes, signal check for traffic and enjoy the added safety of Hyundai's available blind spot view monitor. Constantly scan for dangers and take advantage of Hyundai's standard forward collision avoidance assist to help prevent accidents by alerting you of imminent collisions and automatically applying the brakes. Stay alert at all times and be thankful that Hyundai's standard driver attention warning system monitors your attention levels and can bring your focus back on the road. Safety is all about making the right decisions on the road and when selecting a vehicle. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for details. I do believe it was the first time that we met. I'm going to bring this up. It was in the city of Houston.
That's right.
It was the first ever Super Bowl the NFL Network had ever covered. But you and the entire Manning family strolled into the Gatorade suite. And who did you hear singing karaoke in the Gatorade suite that night?
It was a beautiful voice.
Would you say, like, voice, in terms of
it was beautiful, like an angel bringing us in. Mm-hmm. And there we walk in and we see Rich Eisen, karaoke, dominating.
To basically, by the way, nobody else in the room, right?
Yeah, just solo. Just, you know, you get a little practice.
Wow. There was me and my buddy. There was nobody else.
What song, Eli?
That is a good question.
Sinatra.
Sinatra?
I forget which one it was.
Okay.
Well, you know, I mean,
New York,
did
New
you have
York,
to ask?
Or,
yeah.
Seriously, it was me and my buddy. And
I remember. We walked in and, we joined. Now, but we joined right in.
Did you did sing, right? You guys all did get on the mic.
I think we got up there. You know, we can't turn that down.
No, I know. And right. It was, honestly, me.
It was obviously like pre-cell phone. You had cell phone, but no one had a camera. You didn't worry about anybody filming.
Yeah, so there's no video.
You get up and sing.
Anything,
you saw karaoke, you sang. You don't think twice.
It was just the moment.
Yeah,
that's
the
it.
Moment.
You didn't have to memorialize it. It was me, my buddy, Doug. And then it was, I think, your entire family,
yeah, probably
right?
The whole crew, yeah.
Your mom and your dad, you and Peyton and Cooper.
And Cooper.
Yeah, exactly. what do you have a go-to karaoke song, Eli, at all?
It's changed over the years, obviously.
Has it really?
You kind of go with the times. Footloose has always been one,
really?
Just because you can kind of dance with it. But now, you know, it's tough. It's tough to do karaoke now. Mm. And you're just kind of worried, you know, people are filming all the time.
True.
Then they judge. And, you know, I get judged enough. I don't need to be judged on my singing ability. That's for fun.
Yes. Now,
you know, everybody's made it too serious.
Yeah, I'm going to win it. There's no doubt. I'm so confident. I don't care who else is in there. Even I'll take Jack Wagner out.
Wow.
Oh. Oh yeah. Joe in Maryland's been hanging on for some time. Joe, what's going on in your neck of the woods?
Oh, hey, what's going on, Rich?
What's up, Joe?
Hey, Joe.
Hey. Yeah, it's hot in Maryland. Humid. Go figure.
Appreciate it. You have the traffic as well?
Oh no, I escaped the traffic.
Okay, good. What's on your mind?
I'm gonna do the win-loss game for the Las Vegas Raiders.
Oh, so Raider Nation in the middle of the Mid-Atlantic. Is that what you're saying is going on right now?
That's what I've been saying for years, Rich.
Okay.
You're strong, but.
All right. You're the first one to do this. Ooh. We haven't had a single Raiders win-loss gamer yet. I need, you know which one I need, Mike. I mean, let's
only,
not.
The
autumn win is a pirate. Let's roll. Joe in Maryland.
The
win-loss game. Here we go. The autumn wind starts, is technically in the back end of summer. At the Patriots, week one, what happens?
Oh, that's a win, Rich. That's a win, big time. Sorry, Brock.
Okay, and then the Chargers. What? Then the Chargers on Monday Night Football. What happens there?
Oh, yeah, we're going 2-0, Rich.
2-0.
That's a win, Monday night.
Then back to
Carroll
the
versus Harbaugh.
Then in your neck of the woods, at the Washington Commanders, you going to that game?
We were looking at it. I don't think I'm going to go.
All right. Well, what happens anyway?
That's going to be a loss.
Loss. Okay. Back home for the Bears.
At the win.
3-1 at the Colts.
Absolutely. Ooh, that's a win. Absolutely.
4-1 home for the Titans.
Titans. Oh, that's a win.
Oh.
Whoa.
Feeling good. 5-1 at the Chiefs.
Let's go.
What happens?
Woo. In Arrowhead.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's a win. Yeah.
Oh.
Absolutely. Mahomes is going to break his arm.
No. Oh. We don't want that.
Come on,
Joe. That's bad karma. Take that back. How dare you?
I say it every year, so.
All right, well. 6-1 into the bye, out of the bye, home for the Jaguars.
That's the win.
7-1 at the Broncos on Amazon Prime Thursday night.
That's when it falls apart. That's a loss.
All right, so the winning streak comes to an end, but you're still 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 2. Cowboys in Vegas on a Monday night.
Oh, that's a bounce back. That's when the offense really takes off. It's going to be a shootout, but the Raiders win that one.
8-2. Raiders have won 8 of their first 10 home for the Browns.
That's a win, too.
9-2 at the Chargers. Wow. You know the Raiders show up in Los Angeles at the Chargers 9-2. Give it
to
me, Joe.
Do, but the Raiders don't. They're going to lose that one.
Oh. 9-3, home for the Broncos.
At the win.
10-3.
Absolutely.
10-3 at the Eagles.
Oh, that's a loss, but it's got to be a close one.
10-4 at the Texans.
Woo! I have to win.
11-4, home for the Giants on a Saturday.
Oh, yeah, you already know that one. December 27th, that's a win.
12-4, home for the Chiefs.
And that, my friend, is a win. And that's how we roll into the postseason. We got the AFC West.
You got the whole AFC if you're 13-4, Joe in Maryland. There we go. Okay.
I like Joe's style.
All right.
Joe in Maryland.
That's what okay. Fans should do.
All right. Found somebody. Thank you, Joe. Found somebody else in DC on ketamine. Hey,
listen.
It's 13-4 for Joe in Maryland. Feeling it.
Feeling you.
By the way, Raiders go 13-4. Hold on a minute.
Okay.
He has the Raiders going 13-4. He has them sweeping the Chiefs and then splitting against the Chargers and Broncos. They would win the AFC West. They would win the AFC. They would have Pete Carroll as coach of the year, right? That would be coach of the year if they would go 13-4, correct? Right?
Correct.
You'd have to think they'd have, what, Max Crosby with the Defensive Player of the Year candidate?
Right? Sure.
Brock Bowers for Offensive Player of the Year? Because somebody's got to help him go 13-4. Ashton Jeanty, Rookie of the Year?
No. For sure.
Okay.
Geno, maybe?
Come back.
I just want to give you
come
some
back. Where's
here.
He coming back from? He said he never wrote back.
He never wrote back.
They wrote him off and he never wrote back.
What am I thinking?
Some numbers here. Vegas has the Raider win total. It's 7.5.
Well, that would be an over.
Okay.
That would almost be double.
3-1, a little over 3-1 to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
12-1 to win the AFC West. Pete Carroll is 14-1 coach of the year. And to win the Super Bowl, 110-1.
Mm.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Vegas, baby. 13-4. So the show begins with me saying the Chiefs go 15-2. And it's now the latest with a win-loss game, 13-4 for the Vegas Raiders.
I love it.
Man.
Enthusiasm.
Tell you what, man.
Enthusiasms.
Enthusiasms.
We are going to be in New York Saturday for Fanatics Fest. Overreaction Monday at 10:30, 4:15 p.m. for No Contest Wrestling.
Yes, sir.
Very good. At the Javits Center. Come check us out on Saturday.
Yes, please.
In order to get there, we're going to be off tomorrow, meaning it's now a What's More Likely Thursday on the Rich Eisen Show.
What? What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
Ah, here we go. I like it.
What's up, everybody? Good, Mike. Great to see you.
What up, man?
I'm
great
good.
To see you.
I'm good.
Guys, is it more likely, a little NFL here to start, is it more likely no division gets three playoff teams this coming season, or two divisions get three playoff teams for 2025?
No division gets three playoff teams this year, or two divisions get three playoff teams. Last year, we saw two divisions get three playoff teams, both Norths. I'll go no division gets three playoff teams rather than two divisions get three playoff teams 2 years in a row. I don't even look back to the year before that. Would it be 3 years in a row? I'll just go no division gets three playoff teams because we have too much parity, too much good stuff going on. That's glass half full.
There's too many good teams. I think there's going to be a lot of good teams.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Which is the division in either conference that gets one playoff team?
Which is more likely?
One playoff team in the South and the AFC and the NFC, right? Yep.
Yeah.
But you got
to
go
there. Yeah, I hate to discount the South.
Every year, the North is strong. The South is not.
That was weak. The Ukraine is weak.
What else?
Is it more likely, just more scenarios? It's fun. It's fun to just speculate, right? Is it more likely half the teams from championship weekend return and make it back, or none of them make it back and we have a whole new final four this year?
Stop it. Bills, Chiefs, Commanders, Eagles? Come on. I would say it's more likely that half of them return. We got opportunities that, like, once again, we're going to have, you know, hey, the Stanley Cup final just had a rematch, right?
Mm-hmm. You think it's a Super Bowl rematch?
I'm saying it's possible, more than likely than nobody makes it, that we have a whole fresh new Final Four in the NFL.
Why not?
Because
Ravens, Chargers.
Ravens, Chargers. It's a Cowboys, horrible AFC.
Cowboys, Lions.
Dude, he keeps on returning to the Cowboys, making the championship weekend. I have a feeling if he keeps doing that, he's really trolling you.
You think?
Yeah, I do.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah. You accuse me of trolling you all the time.
I have been on the record on this show for many years as being a Dak Prescott fan.
That is me too. Surprising.
Me too.
No, not him too.
This guy.
What are you talking about?
Rewind to yesterday.
This whole crazy ass sports conversation mosh pit in our country was doing the. It's Cooper Rush's job.
Yeah, and you were leading.
I was not. I was the exact opposite of that.
Listen, Bill Murray, I can't have Groundhog Day another football season.
Get
for the love of God.
Here.
Please, people, help me. Help me.
The first time Cooper Rush took over the gig for Dak, and I think won that Monday Nighter in Minnesota. Remember that one? Is it a Sunday Nighter or a Monday Nighter? And everyone's like, oh, Dak's going to lose his job. I'm like, get out of here. And Jerry was the one who was saying, well, I want him to make it a tough job for me.
Yeah, make it my decision.
Everyone's
tough.
Like, wait a minute. Does it mean Jerry's even buying into it? He's like, no, I'm not. I just want him to keep winning.
That means Geppetto had you on the string.
Not
and
me.
He made you do what
How
he wanted it.
Dare
Geppetto.
You?
Hey,
what else?
Guys, we started the show talking about the Kansas City Chiefs. Let's do it again. Who's more likely to lead the Chiefs in receiving touchdowns this year?
Rashee Rice.
Travis Kelce, Xavier Worthy, Rashee Rice.
Rashee Rice. I said it without even getting
multiple times, too.
Yeah.
It's like Family Feud. You buzzed in.
Rashee Rice. Yes.
You going to take him in the first round this year?
Of a fantasy?
Sure.
No. What else, Chris?
More likely to be the biggest shrug emoji team right now at this point in the offseason. The biggest shrug emoji team, Dolphins or Seahawks?
Oh, I'll go Dolphins.
I don't know what they're going to look
exactly.
I have no idea.
I mean, you're even giving me the shrug emoji. Oh, yeah, man. 100%.
We haven't talked much about him.
Right? I mean, Tyreek Hill's in the news because Noah Lyles apparently tapped out.
Well, Tyreek ran him like a 10-1.
I don't know about him. I don't know.
Okay.
Dolphins could make the playoffs, or we're wondering if the Tua contract was worth it.
Just the spec is real.
Yeah, I know. Don't know. Don't know anything about him. But don't the know. Seahawks, I've got a better sense.
You do?
Yeah, I do. Does everyone think that Sam Darnold's just, he's going to, there's a pumpkin playing quarterback? Last year was a carriage.
I think it was now, like,
And we started watching the pumpkin happen against the Rams here in SoFi on a wild card weekend.
Season didn't end well.
Okay.
It didn't. I don't know. You can't okay it. It didn't end well.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Who do you believe in? Quarterback you believe in more in 2025?
I'll go
Sam Darnold or Tua?
I'll go Sam Darnold.
Okay. Wow. Disrespect is real.
It is not being disrespectful.
Well, it's not being respectful.
Am I reading this right?
Well, I mean, I had to choose one. Hey, you know what? I got to tell you something. The crown gets heavy during What's More
it
Likely.
It does. I'm telling you, it does.
But I'm still wearing it.
Okay. Let's finish strong, Rich.
Oh, hang on.
Mike's what's music? More likely to be the bigger number for Game 6 tonight in Indianapolis.
Dak Prescott.
Tyrese Halliburton minutes played.
Yes.
Or SGA points scored.
SGA points scored. Yeah. SGA points scored. I'm wondering if tonight starts with Halliburton gutting it out and then they realize this can't happen.
That would be such a bummer.
Yeah, but you know what? He just needs that Willis Reed moment, maybe get everybody fired up.
Yep, that's it.
Just step out
there. We just
want
to see a game 7, right?
Everyone's going to go nuts tonight.
You want to come back on the air on Monday saying, hey, that was amazing, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Don't you want to do that?
I need more basketball.
At least one more game, right?
Oh, you got the WNBA for that, pal.
More men's basketball.
I see what you're saying. Thank you. What else?
How about the most surprising, more likely to be the most surprising Lakers move of the year?
Lakers.
Trading for Luka or selling the team?
Trading for Luka. Get out of here. Get out of here.
That was pretty big news yesterday.
I'm not discounting it. How about, you know what? It's kind of amazing. You give me a choice. I make my choice. I don't stutter in my choice. I confidently deliver my choice. I don't waffle. I don't mealy mouth the whole damn thing. I give you my choice and you're just like, wait a minute. You're being disrespectful to my other choice that I gave you. I'm sorry.
Point of this game,
and
right?
Selling a franchise.
You finally got the playbook down.
Selling a franchise is, you know, out of the blue, surprising. Sure. But not shocking. Acquiring Luka Doncic will never be unsurprising or less than shocking.
I hate that 77 purple jersey.
Of eternity.
Can I hop in here, Chris?
Please, by all means.
I'll tell you, selling the team was more shocking, and here's why, okay. In my opinion. All the right. Lakers have shown that they do this every generation. They got Kareem. They ended up getting Shaq. Up getting Pau Gasol when they needed someone to run with Kobe.
True.
They got LeBron. They ended up with Anthony Davis. The Lakers getting generationally talented Hall of Fame players on their team is no surprise, to me at least. Selling the Lakers is a huge surprise. Yeah. So I think more shocking is that sell.
Oh, interesting.
Listen, which is, by the way, why they're worth $10 billion.
Yeah,
in valuation, because these things happen.
These things happen. So getting Luka was like, you get upset, but then you go, wait a second, they do this all the time.
Yeah.
And this is what I said that night, because you're going to pop up the picture
of
me and O'Shea, because I also produced this, and I know what's going on, and it's going to be O'Shea shot, and me going like, what's going on? Because we were shocked, and I basically said they can't keep doing it. Hoskins, show the picture.
I don't know if he's got it yet. He's trying to find it, because there's about a million different photographs in his system.
So was I off? Was I wrong?
No, that's it's not surprising, and then you just like,
Well, Rich,
when it happened,
at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, that looks like a guy that knows it's inevitable.
Yeah, that's your initial response. You're like, whoa.
Look at O'Shea.
You know, I might have been plussed up at that point. I don't know, but the point being, once you think about it.
It will never be unsurprising, and it will be brought up in every single trade that's shocking in every single other league. Case in point, Rafael Devers this week.
Speaking of, more likely to be the higher total this weekend. Caitlin Clark incidents or Devers home runs against Boston.
Caitlin Clark, how many games is she playing? Just one this weekend, right?
There's one tonight.
Oh, there's one tonight.
I don't know what else, if there's another one this weekend, but.
Well, then just if it starts, if she's got two games, Caitlin Clark incidents. Man. Sophie Cunningham needs to get she needs to bring your kendo stick to every single game right now.
Her jersey reportedly sold out.
Sold out, right? Isn't that amazing?
Crazy.
Bottom line is, if you defend Caitlin Clark, your jerseys are going to sell out too. Somebody's showing up, right?
So what's that? Is that
it's because it sure looks like, for the lack of a better phrase, Indiana Fever's Ewing got herself an Oakley. Yeah. Love it. So, as you know, I've told you, Cooper is playing MLB The Show quite a bit, and he's constantly looking at acquiring players for his team or teams. Yeah. I honestly don't know how this is working. He's the GM, or he's building his team, and he'll always reach out and ask, you know, hey, what about Jason Bay, Dad? Was he any good? And like I said, I was going to start amassing
names,
right, of who he's asking is good, and I'll report back to you.
Is it Carlos Peña?
Carlos Peña was the last one. I did not get a baseball player thrown at me yesterday. I did, however, get stopped in my tracks when he said, you know what I did today with his friend Owen? Yesterday, June 18th, he did a fantasy football league draft with Owen and a 10-team league.
That's just like a mock draft between the two of them?
No. The actual draft.
Wait, no. They started a league and did one?
Yes, on June 18th.
Who went first?
I don't know. I didn't ask. All I know is he sent me the team. You want to see it?
Well, yeah.
Cooper's cool team. There it is. Jaden Daniels, Derek Henry, Chuba Hubbard, DK Metcalf. Amon-Ra St. Brown, who, by the way, is questionable right now. Trey McBride, Calvin Ridley, the Seahawks defense. Dobbins, Eckler, Garendo.
Okay.
That's the rookie Higgins, right, on Houston?
Jaden Higgins.
Kraft. He also off-screen there, Travion Henderson.
Nice. Yeah, I'm trying to get Travion in all my leagues also this year.
So there you go. Cooper's cool
June
team.
June 18th.
June 8th. There's a June 18th fantasy draft.
2.5 months before the season starts.
I'm like, what are you doing? He even said to me, goes, Dad, I know you think it's too soon. I'm like, yeah, he's confirmed.
He's being 14.
He's being 14.
And bored. Let's rock and roll.
School's out?
Yeah.
School's out for summer.
I love it. I don't mean to disrespect Jason Bay. He had about 6 good seasons.
Yeah, I was about to say 2.
What do you think?
About his team?
Yeah.
I think it's just going to come down to his running backs. I think if
Chuba Hubbard?
Chuba Hubbard can
get... Tough for him to duplicate last year, but...
There's a lot of runners in Carolina right now. Yeah. How's Rico Dowdle going to... By the way, we're really talking fantasy now.
Rico!
I know they signed Chuba last year to a significant deal, but they went out and got Rico Dowdle.
But here's the deal,
What does that mean there?
Here's the deal to Coop, and we all know this as longtime fantasy footballers. Your draft is cool, that sets the tone, but it's what you do during the season, the moves you make, your pickups. That's what's going
to
win you.
Make a few moves.
That's what's going to win you championships.
I also would like to pump the brakes on Jaden Daniels a little bit.
Whoa.
Pump it
up. What are you talking about?
Pump it up.
A whole year of tape.
Okay, great. Let me express to you when we are going to defend our title in the sleeper league with the fantasy footballers.
Pump a
little. They may be really smart and have the really great podcast and all, but we strolled in and won using the advice they gave to me when you weren't here, saying you could win your league with Jaden Daniels. I'm like, okay, we drafted him. We won it with him. Now you want to pump the brakes?
I do.
Wow.
I do.
We're going to have an argument in our league. That said, though, just take a look one more time. How can you say no to Jaden Daniels when he's projected for 21 points in the first week of the season on June 18th? You're going to say no to 21 projected points, man. Crazy.
Absurd.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show. Faraji in Missouri, you're here on the Rich Eisen Show. Did I pronounce your name correctly, sir?
Yes, you did. How you doing, Rich?
What's on your mind?
Hey, Chris. Hey, everybody.
What up, bro?
So this is about the Lakers sale that nobody's pointing out. But TJ, you're going to love this. WWE sold 2 years ago for $9.1 billion. So basically one of the most storied franchises in the history of all sports is only worth $1 billion more than pro wrestling was 2 years ago.
Interesting.
Yeah, okay, but I guess the pushback there for us would be that's one team as opposed to an entire, like,
organization.
Does that also mean that Triple H is scripting the Lakers games? Or?
I mean, I'm with you, though.
Like, as a wrestling fan. I didn't even realize that until this morning when I thought about it. I was like, wow, like wrestling has gotten that big now.
Yeah, I mean, look, you never would have thought that back in the day.
Sports franchise. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I just want to point that out.
Thank you. There you go.
For Rogers. Take care, man.
It's a good point.
Yeah, Triple H is saying, here's what's going to happen. The Mavericks are going to be dumb at Luka and then just offer him only to the Lakers.
Just one
and I'll be like, and everyone just be like, whoa, are you kidding me?
See, that's too unbelievable for wrestling.
That happened.
So.
And you're saying, what's more surprising?
It's still, I'm telling you, it's surprising
that they got
they
sold. I'm pretty surprised they got sold.
The Lakers always get that
Celtics
player.
And Lakers, same offseason, sold.
Yeah.
That's insane.
One's valued for $4 billion more.
One is more rings.
Is that right?
Well, I thought they were equal, but he's
18 to 12.
The valuation.
I think that's how that works.
The valuation. Let's not forget the words valuation. Listen, No Contest Wrestling live with O'Shea and TJ at Fanatics Fest
and
on
Rey Mysterio.
Saturday and Rey Mysterio. Woo. Go to the Fanatics Fest in the Javits Center and see them at 4:15, or Chris Brockman and I
and
Overreaction
both.
Monday at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday, or both. Hang out all day.
Both. Yeah.
For all of us, fly safe, and we'll chat again Monday.
Happy Juneteenth.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
Inside the opening 45 seconds. What a goal! With that cannon of a left foot.
All even at one.
Never miss a game.
What a start for the United States.
Shot from distance. What a goal!
Never miss a moment.
Exquisite from the San Diegan.
Can he finish? Yes, he can!
Yeah! The U.S. Soccer Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.